I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's a tale of star-crossed lovers, or at least a lover with his lines crossed. The hunt is on for a soldier thought to be serving in Afghanistan who rang home and proposed to his girlfriend, Samantha. Unfortunately, he dialed the wrong number, leaving a message on the phone of a woman he didn't know. Diane Potts lives in Gateshead in northern England. She received the phone message and has made it public to help trace the woman the call was intended for. In the call, the soldier says he won't be able to call the woman again for another month.
Hi, baby, it's me. Love you for my heart.
Okay, it's kind of hard to make out what the soldier says, but he's saying one of his soldiers has just died and he's feeling sad. And then he tells his girlfriend that he loves her with all his heart and asks if she'll marry him. So, Diane Potts, you received this phone message. What did you think when you first heard it?
When I first heard the message, I got quite a surprise and quite a shock, really. It felt very personal, as if I shouldn't really be listening, because it was quite an intimate, you know, message for his girlfriend. So I listened to it again, and I felt quite emotional, actually, afterwards.
I mean, you must have had a sense of urgency that this has to get to the right person.
I did. I mean, I didn't sleep very well that night afterwards. And the next day I showed it to my husband and he listened to it. And he also felt that it was a very, very genuine message and quite heartfelt. So we emailed the audio clip over to our regional and local news team, which is in the Gateshead area of northern UK, and just really basically said, look, please have a listen and see if you think it's genuine. If so, give us a call.
So now what? I mean, are there attempts being made to try and connect the soldier and this woman named Samantha?
Well, as far as I'm aware, the MOD has put messages out to the soldiers.
That's the Ministry of Defence, the MOD?
Yes, it's put messages to all of the guys serving in Afghanistan and parts of the world in the hope to trace the message, the sender of the message. Certainly in terms of the media, has done everything in the UK, really, and kind of internationally now, you spread the message via the media through television and radio, and I've done a few interviews as well to try and promote that, just so that as many people can hear it, and hopefully Samantha will get in touch or someone who knows her or a member of her family.
Right, and Samantha is, according to this message, she is pregnant. It's hard to imagine in this non-interconnected world that she won't hear this proposal of marriage, but what will you do, Diane, if you don't ever know whether she says yes or no? It'll be kind of like reading a romance novel without the last chapter.
It would. I mean, I am a little surprised that she hasn't come forward already. However, you know, I'm hopeful that she will. Yes, I mean, if she doesn't, ultimately, there's nothing we can do. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I've tried my best. And I guess that's just left to face, really, what happens.
I'm going to give you a little unsolicited advice. Write the screenplay, because this is a perfect start to a great movie. Get it optioned so no one can steal the idea. Then when you make a boatload of money, take the married couple out to dinner.
It sounds perfect.
Diane Potts, I hope you find out what happens. I hope we all find out what happens. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.